Hi, welcome back to another edition of 5-0 Info, a show where a cop talks to the community. I'm that cop, Sergeant Darren Birch with the Phoenix Police Department. But more importantly, as I say each week, I'm the Silent Witness Coordinator. And Silent Witness is a nonprofit organization dedicated to solving and preventing violent crimes in your community. So if you live anywhere in the community, Valley of the Sun, we're talking Luke Air Force Base to Apache Junction, we're here for you. So if you have any information about an unsolved felony crime, call Silent Witness at 480-WITNESS. That number again is 480-948-6377. Or you can visit us online at silentwitness.org. Also, completely anonymous. And if your tip leads to an arrest or indictment of suspect in an unsolved felony crime, you could earn up to $1,000 or more. It truly pays to fight crime. But more importantly, you're keeping your community safe with Silent Witness. Well, I am absolutely honored this Sunday morning to have two beautiful women in my studio. Notice how I say my, like I own this thing. We have representation for Hope Kids, Bridget, the director of Hope Kids, as well as, get this, Miss Arizona. Is that incredible? Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You know, the idea that a cop gets to talk to Miss Arizona, that doesn't happen every day, you know? But we are here to talk about Hope Kids. So, Bridget, could you kind of get the audience started and tell us, what is Hope Kids?
Absolutely. Hope Kids is a local nonprofit, and basically what we do is we come alongside children who have, and their families, who have a life-threatening condition. So let's say a child's diagnosed with cancer or cystic fibrosis or heart condition, anything that has a life-threatening component, their whole world turns upside down, because most of your listeners, I bet, are parents themselves and can imagine if their child was diagnosed, how horrible that, I mean, it's just, it's life-changing beyond words. And so basically what we do is we step in and we come alongside these families to give them hope and provide them, you know, with a message that hope is a powerful medicine. And so we fill their life with a calendar full of amazing, fun events so they can look forward to these events. So it's not just about hospital treatments. It's not about chemo treatments, hospital stays, doctor visits, all of that. It becomes fun. So it's ice skating, movies, Cardinals training camp, all these fun activities. And that gives them hope, because it's, you know, with a child, it doesn't take much to get them excited. So, you know, we fill their calendar with these events to get them excited and loving life again. And then the families make all these memories together. And in the meantime, they're meeting other families so that know what they're going through.
About 2 years ago, I got involved with Hope Kids, and I lost my son through a medical situation. And when I heard about your program, I just couldn't do enough for you. And I think people out there are listening to this and thinking the same thing, because kids are our future. And
absolutely,
to lose a child through, you know, the horrors. And again, we talk a lot about cancer, and
yes,
probably bulk of your children, I'm assuming, are with,
yes,
cancer.
A lot of our kids are cancer, but we also, you know, have a lot of heart kids, transplant, organ transplants, certain genetic disorders.
And I love how you mentioned the parents. I can't imagine the absolute jubilee in their face when they realize there's something out there that can help keep their kids focused from month to month to month. Because as a parent, it's so frustrating trying to, you know, what you can't do enough and you can't almost do anything. And you feel
Well, and it takes some of the financial burden, because all of our events are free. And so It takes the burden off the families to have to pay for. I mean, to a family of five to go to a movie is outrageous nowadays. And so to know that, oh, we can go see the latest movie and my kids get popcorn passes and it's free.
Tell me a little bit about that. How can this be free? And I kind of know the answer, but I want you to tell us.
It's free because, you know, we either get a lot of donors in the community, you know, as far as like we have relationships with the Diamondbacks, with the Cardinals, Live Nation for concert tickets. So we get things donated to us in kind. You know, a company has a private suite. They'll donate it to us to put kids in that suite. And we also have, obviously, a budget where we pay for certain events for them.
Now, one of the volunteers had a ranch house. And she had, in fact, that was one of the first times I got involved with this barbecue. Yeah. And it was so neat, because it really does talk about community, how community helping each other.
Absolutely.
And the community is the Diamondbacks, and that, you know, they're all there, but it's also you out there listening.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
Is there things that our audience could do to possibly help in little ways or major ways?
Absolutely. I mean, we have people that call us up and say, I have, you know, 2 clubhouse seats to this sporting event, and we're able to fill it because they're not able to go. So, or a concert or anything like that. And then, you know, we have schools that say, you know, we have Notre Dame Prep that does our big Hope Day festival every fall. And so the group of students for their community service will plan this whole big festival, rock climbing, inflatables, things like that. So, you know, you really can be very creative. I mean, we have other schools that have put together sports days, cheerleading camps, football camps, things like that. So it can just be
almost anything.
Anything.
Imagination is the limit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to mention, too, that our events are for, you know, the whole family. And so a lot of times our kids are in the hospital or aren't able to come to an event that the actual Hope Kids child, but the siblings are able to come. So that really helps strengthen, you know, the family there too, because when a child's diagnosed, the siblings are often not intentionally neglected, but because the focus has to be on the child that's sick, you know, then they can come to our events and have that special one-on-one time with dad or grandma or grandpa. And so it's for the whole family. We do parent date nights, you know, to help strengthen that marriage bond. So it's
I love all the different partnerships. And another partnership you have now is with Miss Arizona.
Absolutely.
And so, Jennifer, tell me how you got involved.
I got involved with Hope Kids when my school was actually doing a fundraiser for Hope Kids. That's when I first heard about them, and some of the kids were asking me for autographs, and we were presenting them with a donation. And I was kind of taken aback because I didn't feel like I was deserving of signing an autograph for them. Like, had I really done all that I could do? And at the same time, I was starting to compete for the Miss Arizona pageant. So in the Miss America system, we all have platforms of community service. And so I picked up Hope Kids as my platform and started to work more with Hope Kids. And it's been about a year and a half now. And mm-hmm. my second try at Miss Arizona, I ended up winning with the platform of support for children with life-threatening illnesses. And I've gotten to experience so much with Hope Kids. It's been an extraordinary journey. They're a fantastic organization.
She's become a special part. I mean, our kids just, they feel like she's our own personal princess.
She really is.
I am.
Now, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And what are some of the events that you've gone to, and maybe a story, if you will, of maybe one child or that you've touched, or as well as you, Bridget?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I've gotten to go to so many events. A ranch event out in Bumblebee, Arizona, where you pull up and the signs, you know, there's a total population where there's more cattle than people. movie events, sports events. One of my favorite stories, I always tell this story because I just love it. There was a boy who got tickets to a Diamondbacks game, and his mom said that he slept with them by his bed and woke up every morning looking at the mm-hmm. tickets. And it's those kind of stories that really show you, you know, those little incentives of inspiration are what can keep them going on a day-to-day basis when you're facing something difficult like that. So,
and what's neat about Hope Kids, and you've hit this home, but it can't be talked about enough, is that it's month after month. There's a lot of great organizations.
Week after week. We have events every single.
I don't know how you do it.
2-3 events sometimes every week and sometimes every day. We've had events.
It's incredible because that's so important. I had a story about Make-A-Wish, which is a great organization, mm-hmm. but after the event was over, there was this almost like a pitfall, mm-hmm. if you will, where the young child is now, he's been looking forward to this event, and now it's over. Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, I hate to even use that word, you know, it almost feels like it's over. So that's such a great...
It's that anticipation, that event after event after event. It's like, oh, this is over, but next week we get to do this, or 2 days from now we, you know... get to do that. And I have another story that Jennifer she shared her story, but there was a little boy, and it was just, this is an example of how simple it can be, the event. We had a Valley Youth Theater as one of our partners, and they are an amazing, amazing group of young actors and actresses. And we get to go on opening night to preview their play that they're opening. and actually the dress rehearsal. So it's the night before opening night. And we had a boy that was in the hospital and diagnosed with cancer. And he told his doctor, I am leaving the hospital to go visit, to go to this play. Because he wanted to see the play so bad that he told his doctor, you got to release me because I'm going to be at that play. And sure enough, he was.
He was there. That empowerment. I mean, you know, when's the last time you saw a child say to a doctor, you know, this is going to happen, you know?
Exactly.
Talk about power and empowerment. That is such a neat story.
Exactly.
Now, I have to admit, I was ignorant. I thought it was like a monthly, which to me is really neat. But my gosh, to do it on a weekly basis, that must be such a daunting task. How can you do it?
There's a lot of times that Bridget's like, I have to be at this event and this event and this one. They're at the same time. So could you maybe go to this one?
And thus you have the princess.
Absolutely. We have our personal princess. But no, it is. We have a wonderful group, a support network of, like I said, a lot of volunteers that really I could not do it without them.
And speaking of volunteering, if somebody was in the audience and they had time and they really had a notion to do something like this, what would you tell them? This is not something that just anyone can do, or is this something that...
It's something that everybody can do, and I have volunteers, when they volunteer at their first event, they'll tell me how they thought that they would come and see all these sad kids, and so they thought it would be really hard. No, they come and they see happy kids and kids that are just excited. So it is. It's not sad. It's not depressing. It's happy, rewarding, and wonderful.
It's absolutely exciting. When I was at the couple events that I was at, it was so neat to see the families. And, you know, because they're not – the one thing that I got from it is that they don't feel like they're being looked at. They don't feel like they're different in some way, because everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's really happy. Yes. I thought that was
They feel normal.
Thank you.
Other kids wearing masks, other, you know, bald heads, other kids in wheelchairs. They feel a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, they're not looking over their shoulders. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone wanted to get involved, is there a website, a phone number? How would you direct them?
I would direct them to our website, Hope Kids. It's www.hopekids.org. And there's a link at the top, how to help, and there's different ways you can get involved. And so then just get in touch with us that way. We also have our third annual Hope Walk coming up. And all of our families and members of the community are walking for hope.
Tell us specifically about it.
Basically, it is. It's our families, and Miss Arizona will be there. So if you want to meet Jennifer Sedler, Miss Arizona,
hello.
She will be there.
I have a team I'm putting together to walk, so you're welcome to join my team and walk with me.
Crowns for a Cause.
Hello, I'm there.
And if somebody in the community is listening and wants to come and walk with our families and to help raise money and support Hope Kids so we can provide these events for these families, they can go to hopewalkaz.com, hopewalkaz.com. And that has all the information on how to get involved with our Hope Walk.
And where's the Hope Walk going to be?
It's at DC Ranch in North Scottsdale.
Very good.
And all the information will be on the website.
Fantastic. So we have two sites you can go to. We got www.hopekids.org. Mm-hmm. And that's general if you want to volunteer and help out and be...
Just get to know more about what we do.
Gotcha. And then specifically regarding the Hope Walk, that is at www.hopekids.org. walkaz.com.
Yes.
And if you forget all that, you can always call Silent Witness at 480 Witness, and we'll absolutely direct you, because it's just a wonderful, wonderful cause. And I can't thank you enough for being on the show.
Thank
you for having us here.
Yeah. In parting, what's the one thing you would say to the audience right now, if they're thinking about calling or getting involved, what would you say to them?
I would say just do it.
Yeah. One of the things that I like to speak on a lot to the general public that they don't understand is that really you can take whatever talents you have, whatever gifts you have, and you can make that effect in a child's life. If you love arts and crafts, there's an arts and crafts club, there's a building club, there's something in your life that you can use to give hope to a child, something that you're personally involved in that you can use to help them. So,
you know, I can't think of a better way to end the segment. Absolutely. Regarding getting involved, because you get to make a difference in a child's life.
Mm-hmm. And they're our future.
They really are. As I always say when I used to work child crimes, is this is our greatest resource, is our children. And without them, the world just stops turning in so many ways and so many different situations. So I want to thank both of you for being involved.
Thank you.
Until next week, stay safe.